So, it's your first night alone guarding the place. How do you feel, man?
A bit nervous, but confident that it'd be a peaceful night like always. I'm surprised that not much happens here at night. I was expecting something like the rumors from the old joints. Like the ones about, ooh, the robots come to life at night and eat your brains, ooh.
Yeah, those were some weird rumors, that's for sure. Like the one about the guy in the fake yellow bodysuit that stole kids' souls or something. What the hell was even that one? But seriously, dude, trust me when I say you'll be fine. Aside from the occasional rat problem, a service bot malfunctioning when cleaning, a map bot being a pain in the ass while you're patrolling, or some idiot attempting to break in through the freaking front doors of all things, you'll just sit in the office for the most part and watch cameras by yourself. Not much happens here after dark overall. Well, except that one night with Freddy.
Huh? What was that about Freddy?
Nothing! So, how are you liking working here so far?
Oh, I really like this job. I grew up hearing about Freddy's as a kid, so getting to work here now as an adult is even cooler.
I'm glad to hear you say that. I felt the same way when I first started working here. Say, I've been meaning to ask. Who's your favorite?
My favorite? You mean my favorite animatronic?
Yeah, who's your favorite? Personally, I'm torn between Freddy and Monty. But what about you? Oh, wait, let me guess. You're a Roxy kind of guy, am I right?
Not really.
Wait, really? But usually all guys go for Roxy. Mainly due to her edgy style and her supposed sex appeal.
Well, not me. She's just... I don't know. I don't see the hype with her. Besides, she's a robot, an animatronic wolf girl. How is she even sexy?
You'd be surprised. We get tons of guys constantly saying how they'd throw her a bone if they were ever given the chance to.
Okay. Ew. To that. But seriously, it's just weird to me. Maybe I am a boomer or something, but this is... But why the hell do people keep gushing over her like that when she's meant to entertain kids, not grown perverts? I just don't get it. I mean, it's not like those things can have sex anyways.
Right. Perverts, am I right? Oh, by the way, that reminds me. I don't know if Vanessa or any of the other staff members told you yet, but try and steer clear of the animatronics for the night. Apparently they got some new upgrades recently. And they might be a bit buggy. Especially Roxy.
Roxy? What's wrong with her?
Let's just say her bugs are a bit more... extreme than the others right now. The techs are still working on how to control... I mean, fix them.
Wait, what do you mean by control?
It's nothing. As long as you stay away from Roxy and the other animatronics, you'll be fine. But if you happen to get cornered by one of them, especially Roxy, call me immediately. Anyway, good luck tonight. You're definitely gonna need it, newbie.
Well, that was odd. Oh well, I can't afford to dwell on stuff like that. I gotta get back to work. Not sure why she insisted that this is a boring job. I think this is amazing. I get paid to basically sit around and do nothing. Nothing! $30 an hour to do nothing but watch cameras sounds like a pretty sweet deal to me. I can use this time to work on my laptop and get other work done. Plus, I get to play video games and get to hang out in the coolest place in the country. What could possibly go wrong with a job like this? Hello? Who's there? Huh. Must have been my imagination. Or maybe it's one of those cleaning bots. I don't know. This place can be pretty creepy when it's quiet. I'll give it that. I had one thing to complain, it would be the excruciating amounts of walking I have to do. For such a popular place that makes so much money, you would think they would give their gods a cart, or a bike, or something to travel across the Pizzaplex easier. My legs are killing me. I need to sit down. Ah, much better. Now, let's see what's going on with those cameras really quickly before I get to slacking. Nothing so far, just the cleaning bots, mopping, and 50 empty stores. Looks like I'm all good. Alright, now to start my night shift with some gaming. Now, what am I in the mood for? The hell? Vanessa? Danny? Is that you? Stop fucking with me, you guys. It's not—
Oh, but why would I ever want to stop fucking you, Mr. Night Guard?
Wait, is that Roxy? Oh shit, when did she get out of her room? What the hell? She's been following me. So I was hearing things.
Oh, Mr. Night Guard, I believe it's the polite thing to open the door and properly greet a lady when she's talking to you. Especially if she's the best like me.
I can't. I was told not to interact with you the whole night because of your bugs. You need to go back to your room right now or—
Or what? You'll call the other night guard here? Don't worry. I made sure to temporarily disable the internet and cell phone signals in the pizza pipes so that Freddy's little plaything doesn't interrupt us.
What do you mean by Freddy's little plaything?
No more talking about some
other woman! When you should only be looking at me. After all, I am the best. And as the best in the band, I should get to have whoever I want when I want. And I can. And with these new upgrades, I will. But why? Why is it that the one person I want to notice me the most won't even let me in when I ask? Or look at me when I want him to?
Roxy, what are you talking about?
Like you don't know. I hear how you talk about us to the other staff members. You like us, or rather, you like the others, but you don't like me! I never hear you compliment me like you do the others, and when you talked with that other woman about which animatronic you found most attractive, you said you didn't like any of us like that! Meaning, you don't like me!
Wait a second, Roxy. What are you doing? And what are you talking about? I only said that because you're a robot. It's not like we can even do something like this.
Oh, but we can. And we will. You said you don't like me. And I cannot have that. Not anymore, at least. When you have me feeling this way already. So with my new body. I'm going to change that little mind of yours and make you adore me.
Roxy, how do you even know how to do this? This is the upgrade they were talking about.
Don't mention her. Or anyone else for that matter, Mr. Night Guard. Not when I should be the only thing on your mind.
and on your delicious cock. Oh, such a big boy. And already so hard for me and only me. I can't wait to have this inside of me. You'll be my first in this new body. And I'm going to love the feeling of you taking my virginity.
Fuck. Wait, Roxy. Stop. You're being too rough with me.
Why should I stop? I mean, your cock is getting so hard already. So, it means you like this, right? That's it. Now, doesn't that feel good, my little puppy boy?
Don't call me. Puppy boy.
Oh? You don't want me calling you puppy boy? Puppy boy? But you seem to like it so much down here. My sensors indicate that your cock is absolutely throbbing underneath me. Oh, and it twitches every time I call you my little puppy boy.
No. I don't like it. This is crazy. You're a robot. I'm a human. This shouldn't even be happening.
Well then, would you rather I stop touching you altogether, Mr. Night Guard? I could do that for you if you ask nicely. But are you sure you want me to stop? I mean, your cock looks like it's in need of release pretty badly now, puppy boy.
Shit, what should I do? I know I should stop, but fuck, she's right. She got me so hard. And now I can't stop thinking about this. About her. God, this is so messed up. She's an animatronic. A robot made to entertain kids. This shouldn't even be happening. What are you...
Don't mind me, Mr. Guard. Just figured since I soaked through my shorts that I'd just get rid of them before my pussy juice stains them.
You actually have a pussy?
Of course I do, puppy boy. How else was I going to have sex with you if I didn't have one? But of course you said you didn't want it. So I guess I'll just leave. You can keep the shorts if you want. Maybe use them to help out with your not-so-little problem you got there.
Wait! I mean, what the hell am I doing? Why did I stop her? I wasn't going to before, but now... No, I feel like... I don't want her to leave. Just... What is happening to me? Why do I... suddenly feel so horny. Why do I want this so badly? Everything's going fuzzy.
Oh? Has my little puppy boy changed his mind? Or has the effect of my little quirk finally kicked in for you?
What?
No worries, Mr. Night Guard. Just let Roxy take care of you. And your friend here. Goodness, puppy boy. You're so big and hard. Oh, and so sensitive, too. My scent really worked you up good, didn't it, my little chew toy?
Please, don't. Ease me, Roxy. Just touch me properly already. I need it so badly. I don't know why, but I need to be touched so bad right now. So please, Please touch me more.
As you wish, my cute little puppy boy. Oh.
Roxy. Roxy. Stop. I think I'm gonna come.
Oh no, but why? Or is all that well why walk into my mouth?
Roxy, come in.
Now that that's over, it's time for me to have my own fun.
Roxy, wait. Stop. It's too much.
Oh my god. You already came and yet you're still so hard. So hard to erect for me and only me. My very special puppy boy. Now it's time for Roxy to get what she deserves. The love and affection from her adoring hands. Oh, you're so hot and hard inside me. Oh, I may be an animatronic, but my new pleasure centers are going crazy for this cock of yours. Oh, you like that, puppy boy? Do you like feeling my hot and wet synthetic pussy wrapped around your cock like this? Huh? Do you? Oh, I bet you do. I bet this is the best fuck you've ever had, baby.
Fuck. Shit. My cock. It feels like it's on fire. My hips. They won't stop moving on their own. God damn it. She's right. This feels too good. I can't stop thrusting into her. I didn't expect this to feel so good. Whatever this is she's doing to me, to make me feel like this, I don't want it to stop. I'm sorry, but I can't stop.
Hey, just what do you think you're doing?
I need to come. I want to come. I want to come so bad inside you, Roxy. Roxy. Shit, it feels so good. Sex with our animatronic. I am so fired for this, ain't I?
Well, you won't get in trouble for this. As long as you agree to be my personal pup. Okay, Mr. Night Guard?
Your personal... what? You mean you expect me to do this with you again?
Precisely. After all, you don't want me to tattle on us, do you? And say on how you slept with an animatronic after hours. Do you?
You're fucking with me, ain't you?
Maybe I am, maybe I'm not.
You suck.
That may be so, but you'll come to love me in time, pup. Oh, and for the record, you should know that there is no real rule against the guards sleeping with the animatronics. They never made one, since they probably didn't expect anyone to actually do it. So you're all good, pup.
Oh, thank God. By the way, you'd said something earlier about my co-worker Danny. What was that all about?
No talking about other girls when we're having sex, pup.
What? We're still not done?
Nope. No. Come here, pup, and let's go for round two.
Wait. I'm not ready.